This is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's Jesse with Local Splash.
Hey, G.
How are you doing?
I'm good, great.
Thanks for asking.
Let me see. Hold on one second. Let me finish this text, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
Okay, my question... So my question is, on the approval process, you said it's like 4 to 6 weeks, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, for the, so if I go with, if we get started on that, and everything goes good and we're done, do I have to start right away? And the reason I'm asking is because, I want to give it a shot, but I don't, I mean, I'm good with go ahead the application fee and to move forward, but, you know, let's see, 4 to 6 weeks right now is going to be the worst time of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't have, well, so, your account wouldn't be up and running until you, everything is approved, right? And so then at that point, you would just pay a prepaid amount of 13 leads, which would be the 244. So,
yeah.
And if you wanted to pause your leads at that point, you totally could. I mean, you don't have to have them on until, January.
What are the restrictions? I mean, can I pause them for whenever or?
Yeah, absolutely. You can pause them whenever you'd like. There are no restrictions when it comes to that.
Huh.
See, now, the thing about
okay.
pausing them, Darren, is basically when you pause your leads, it keeps you on Google Guaranteed, right? Like, you'll stay there. But it pushes you to the bottom. So it takes off the green check mark, and then it pushes you down to the bottom, and then Google is no longer guaranteeing your work. So then when you turn your leads back on, it pushes you up to the top, and then Google from there is guaranteeing your work. So that is essentially what the Google guarantee turning on and off.
But that's just in my area, right?
No. So for Google guaranteed, you get to pick your cities and zip codes for wherever you'd like.
Now, then, when you first called me, why did you or the other guy tell me that there's one an opening in my area?
So that was for the map section of Google. This is totally different. So this would be for the Google Guaranteed program, the exclusive leads, putting you there at the very top of Google, right under the search bar. You can turn on and off, pick your cities and zip codes. So it's more expansive. And it's also more beneficial, especially since you have, you know, that online presence currently that'll be very helpful in having your account there up on Google Guaranteed. But that what he had been talking about was for the map section of Google, like where your Google business profile would be optimized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be a totally separate charge. I mean, you could do that for like $249, but that, yes, that would only give you your area.
Is that a one-time charge?
No, that would be a flat monthly rate. So this is better for you in the long run that you can turn on and off your leads, essentially, only get the quality phone calls. You're still there placed at the very top of Google, right under the search bar. So, I mean, you know, it not everybody qualifies for this, Darren. So, when somebody qualifies.
And I might not. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. What's the main qualification?
So part of the qualification.
Oh, you're saying I already qualified, right?
Well, you can pass a background check, right?
Yeah. I mean, for what? what are they backgrounding for fraud and
well, any felonies? Do you have any felonies?
Well, 25 years old.
Oh, yeah, so they go back 7 years. So, yes, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, I've been an angel for the last 25. How about attempted murder in, like, the last couple weeks? It really hasn't hit my... the record yet, so I don't know if it'll be on my.
I think we should
hurry up and do the background check so before it pops up.
Yeah, I would say so. I thought you were kidding. You're being serious. That happened recently.
No.
Hey, you know what, Jared? I got all the way one time. I was on the phone with this guy for an hour. I'm not even kidding you. Maybe an hour and a half going through Google Guaranteed. And at the very end of the call, he goes, "Yeah, so I was actually charged with murder." And I was like, "What?"
And he was serious?
Yeah, he was totally serious. But it was like 25 years ago. He basically, I don't know, I don't know the whole story, but it was like somebody that, you know, was hurting somebody and he killed that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he was like the nicest guy.
Mine's minor stuff and, years when I was a kid, and I'm 100% dedicated to this business, bro. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
My partying days are over. My going out to the river. I'm just, I'm dead. Family and business dedicated, you know.
Well, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hadn't heard it before, then I would absolutely initially think you were just messing with me. But since I have heard that before, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. To be honest with you, bro, your conversation we had last time, and I know you're a closer, and I know that's what you do for a living, but you seem very authentic. So,
appreciate that. I do my best.
Let's hope it's the real deal, because there's so much bogus shit out here these days. It's just, you know what I mean.
But this is really, again, you know, and this is for the quality of it instead of the quantity. So that's the biggest difference.
That's kind of how I've been thriving. I know a couple of my partners are big, and, you know, they have 7, 8, and one guy has 10 fleets, and I'm cool with one vehicle. I'm not looking to be the leading, that's why, you know, I take my time. I go meet every customer. I don't do any online. And I bought the best equipment. My truck looks good. I represent myself and my company. And, that's why I'm.
I like your truck. What kind of truck is it? Is it Chevy? I can't see the front of it.
Yeah, it's a 2017 Chevy, and I was just going to do it temporarily because I own the truck outright, and I upgraded the shocks. I was just, and that's it. And there's times I have this 200-gallon, my 200-gallon water tank full, and it shocks the hell out of me, the way this thing drives.
It's a little cramped up
now since I got the soft wash system. I just put a new soft wash system on it, a gas roof pump, and then I have the hot water the Hydrotech, and then I got the 4 hose reel. So it's maxed out on capacity. Like, my back seat is crammed with tools and, you know, my chemicals and stuff, because I don't have any room, but That's okay. Hopefully, at the beginning of the year, I'll probably upgrade my truck a little bit, but I'll just take everything that I have here onto the new truck.
Well, you know, that's a great thing with trucks, though, is their value, like, doesn't really depreciate in the same way as other cars, you know, because they're considered commercial vehicles. So, I mean, that I bought a truck, a Chevy Colorado, and I traded it in because I just needed something better on gas, and I just couldn't justify owning a truck and not having a business with it, you know, or doing something with it, you know. But it like, pretty much I sold it for almost the same amount of money, traded it in even for almost the same amount of money that I bought it for. So, you know, it was really, like, and I even bought my truck at that time when all the chip shortage was happening, so the price was kind of insane.
Yeah.
I mean, my...
Yeah, I had a couple of those. I like them. I really enjoyed my Colorado.
Wait, hold on. You're cutting out a bit. What did you say?
I said I had a Colorado also a few years back. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a great truck. I really liked it. What is yours? What is yours? Your Chevy?
It's a 1500. Well, you want me to
okay.
hear something funny? Is right before I started Hydromax, I bought a brand new Chevy truck. It was the new. It's called the Custom, the 1500. And
okay.
And so I already had this unit pre-ordered during COVID, so it was on back order. So anyways, once I got it, I screwed up and didn't double check the size. So my bed was like 5 inches shorter than this one. So and me and my
brother
are best friends, and we're business adventurers, partners and everything, right? So this was his truck, and I just said, hey, I need to ask you a favor. I said, I need to switch trucks. So he has my but they're both ours, like company trucks. You know, we're kind of like, in a way, a married couple for, like, our finances and everything. We pay our, you know, we both pay our bills, to our car payments in the same account. Our cell phone, we have my mom's mortgage. We pay my mom's house for her and stuff like that. So we just both feed into that one family account. And then, you know, and we have a really good balance of communication on, you know, no silly nonsense spending, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
We help out St. Jude and little stuff like that. It works good. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, that's really cool.
Okay.
It's hard to find people you can trust like that. So, you know, I mean, that's really awesome that you, I mean, even though it's your brother, you know, family can't always trust family.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That you
we've been in business together for, we used to have a small franchise, not a franchise, more of a chain of tanning salons, indoor tanning salons we did back in the 90s. And then within like 95 to 2005, we opened up like six of them, very successful. And actually four of the six are still going, but we sold them off. We sold them off probably 2010. We started selling them off just because we were done with it. A lot
yeah.
of work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But him and I were 100% partners. We're 50-50 partners on that, and financially and sweat equity, and it worked out good. You know, of course we bumped heads a couple times, but hey, if you don't bump heads, you know, something's not right.
Yeah. I mean, my sister is like my best friend, but I don't know if I could trust her with my finances.
I know. Everyone tells us the same thing. Everyone. You know?
I mean,
how about the zip codes. Can I change those around every once in a while, or?
You know what? Let me ask. Hold on. Because I'm pretty sure you picked them initially, but I just want to double check.
How many? How many do we get picked?
As many as you want. If you're insured for the state, you can be seen in the whole state. Obviously, you're not going to want to be seen in all of California, but you get to pick those cities and zip codes. So, like, for instance, Darren, I'm in Orange County, right? If I search a plumber here in Orange County, I can see plumbers all the way in San Diego on Google Guaranteed. So, I mean, you can have a much wider radius of people that of areas you can choose as far as Google goes when it comes to Google Guaranteed.
Do you work with Chris or Hazel over at KC Power Washing?
No, as far as for Google Guaranteed goes right now, we're not working with anybody there that's on it in the Upland area. There are other people using it, but we're just not working with any of them currently. So, you know, they might be working with other people or whatever it might be.
If I pick your zip code, you know, or let's say if I pick Anaheim, and somebody else already has, what do I do? Come up second? Or?
So it's the matter that the leads are exclusive, so you're not sharing them amongst other companies, but that doesn't mean that you're not listed with other companies. So you'd be listed with them, and we would optimize you towards the top, right? Like to be the top, you know, three or so. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to be listed within other companies. It's just that you're paying for the quality of the call.
That's understandable.
I mean, right now in the Upland area, it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 companies in just the Upland area using Google Guaranteed right now. These are the ones that have their leads turned on. But the ones that have them turned off, there's like 7 companies that have their leads turned off right now. One of them is a ET Pressure Washing, and then the other one that has it on is Royalty Pressure Washing. Do you know them?
I think they're new.
They look newer.
But see, those people are actually in Upland.
Yeah.
They just use an Upland zip code, right?
Well, I'm not specifically sure where they're located. I'd have to look into them a little bit more. But
they're just using Upland as their lead base.
I mean, yeah, they could be seen in all – they serve – so these people, like, let's say the Royalty Pressure Washing, it looks like they're serving – all the way from Laguna Niguel to Lake Forest to Buena Park, Aliso Viejo, Bloomington. So it has all the cities that they're serving on here. You get, like I said, you can pick the cities and zip codes that you want to serve. And I mean, that's why it would be maybe not even like you. I'm sure you would be able to change it, right? But I mean, you can initially just list all of the cities that you want to serve anyways, like all of them. So you can be seen in those areas when people do a search for pressure washing, and you'll be coming up on the Google Guaranteed program. So, I mean, it's just better to kind of put your name out everywhere that you can instead of limiting it and then potentially changing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, let's see. What'd you say you need to do? Set up an interview?
So, basically, I'll go ahead and just get some basics about the company, and then set you up for a client interview, have you sign our terms, get payment, and then you'll be good to go for your client interview. So, Now, Darren, do you spell your name with one R or two R's?
Two R. G-A-R-R-E-N. Now, let me ask you this, okay. Jess. Can we get started with the basic information and stuff? And I won't be able to make payment until probably Wednesday or Thursday. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to just wait till then, or I mean, I want to do it. I mean, I called you back and you answered the questions I had. So
okay.
I just don't know what's best for you.
Well, so I can't set up the client interview until I have payment. So I would have to call you back Wednesday or Thursday then. That's totally fine.
Okay. And if something happens sooner, I could call you back, right? Is this your direct number or company number?
Let me text it over to you. I thought I had sent it to you. No, I didn't. Let me text it over to you right now. Let me know that it comes through. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah. Because like I have a couple dealerships this tomorrow. I just don't know. Sometimes they, you know, I have to pull arm and leg to get payment. So as soon as I get payment from those, I'm gonna move forward.
Okay. Perfect. 1 second. Okay. All right. I got you in for that area. That time. Well, I guess I'll call you by Thursday if I don't hear from you. Is that all right?
Yes, for sure. Okay. Yeah, I was waiting for your call all day Friday, bro.
I'm so sorry. Like I said, I just completely spaced on having a doctor's appointment.
No, you don't have to be. It's just usually, I find it uncommon, you know, someone in your line of business is like, they're usually, well, I have to block their number.
I try not to be like that, you know. I find that it just, like, you know, it doesn't help me at all to be annoying.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And like I said, for you being in sales, you're pretty, at least my style, you know. Some of these guys you could just hear and see right through them, you know.
Yeah.
And for some reason, if you're fooling me, I'll still pat you on the back because you're damn good at it.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, Darren, I'm not the type of person that could, you know, provide a service for somebody that I don't believe in myself or wouldn't do myself. I'm just not that type of person. Like, I just, you know, I wouldn't sell life insurance. You know, I don't have life insurance. I don't plan on getting it. Like, you know, I could never do that. But I think I could absolutely do real estate, though. Like, real estate, I think I could get into. You know, that'd be fun, actually. You know, because, I mean, I'd love to buy a home. It's kind of hard in California, but I'd love to buy one. one day, you know.
Especially down where you're at.
It's crazy all over, everywhere. I mean, you're kind of inland, so it's a little bit easier inland, but in Orange County, I'll tell you, Darren, there's a place right next to me. I live in Santa Ana, and there's a place right next to me that's condemned, okay? This house burnt down, all right? And they are charging $500,000 for it, for a burnt down house.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy is that?
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And interest rates are going up. Inventory is getting.
It's a bubble. It'll pop, you know. Eventually it'll pop.
It sure will. It always will.
I mean,
it always does, yeah.
I just bought, or traded in my truck, and I still had to get a loan on it. And my interest rate from, like, my interest, or my credit has stayed exactly the same. And my interest rate from my truck to the car that I got went up 10%. I had an interest rate of 6%, and they gave me 16% for the new car. I'm just going to refinance with the credit union, but...
Refinance, crazy.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to refinance.
Who do you bank with?
Well, I just opened up with School First. So, my dad had them, so I just opened up with them. So I'll refinance through them. The credit unions are always the best for refinancing.
Everyone else is just giving
out the same thing right now. Even my banks, they all give out 16% now. It doesn't even matter if you have a credit score of 750. They're giving 16% for even people with high credit scores.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. What'd you buy?
I got a Hyundai Venue, but it only had 5,000 miles on it. It came with a 100,000 mile warranty. So, it was only 17,000. Wasn't that much. So, it was just cheap. Something to get me around that'll last a long time. I'm not really a big Hyundai fan, but, it's where I got my truck. So I just traded it in at the same place I got my truck.
Yeah.
Hyundai's
cool.
I'm more of a Honda, Toyota person myself, but they're expensive.
I'm a Ford guy. I'm a Ford guy, but I'm driving a Chevy because that's all I can afford.
I hear you. We all have to make sacrifices in some way or another. But I like Chevys actually more than Ford personally. That's just my opinion. I think Chevys are awesome.
I like them both. I like them both. I like the interiors and the drive of Ford's better, but to be honest with you, I'd say the last 5 to 10 years, I think they're finally. Of course, you're going to have a bad batch here and there that only lasts you about 100,000 miles. But I have a couple friends that are diehard Chevy fans, and they're taking super care. They're going 300,000 miles.
Only problem with my Chevy, the power steering used to go out on it, which I read was actually pretty easy to fix. It's like some type of sensor or something. I just didn't get it fixed before I traded it in. But it would be randomly on the freeway, the power steering would go out. Kind of sucked. I still liked it, though. I could still maneuver it. It just, it was a little bit more difficult.
All right, Darren. I'll reach out to you. If something happens, if not, I'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right.
All right,
you too.
Bye.
Thanks, Jess.